Somebody say, Lord, shake me here this morning. Amen. Come on, somebody say, shake me. Hallelujah. That's what we need in this hour. We need the Holy Ghost to just come in to where we are and shake us. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand back to your feet here this morning. Lift up your hands all over this house. And I want you to say, Holy Ghost, I need you to shake me in this house today. Come on, talk to him all over this house. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we need you. We need you. Come on, young people. I can't hear you. I can't hear you this morning. Come on. You know how to do it. Call out to God. Call out to God this morning. Father, shake us. Oh, Lamb of God. Lamb of God. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise all over this house this morning. Amen to God. Hallelujah. So appreciative of this opportunity. Thankful for the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost. Just remain standing. I'm just going to read you and stand back up anyway. Amen. You're young. It's not worth you to stand up. Amen. I mean, it's thankful for Truth Camp 2017. Amen. That'll be a wonderful time we're going to have here this week. Amen. Somebody say, I'm going to help the preacher preach this morning. Amen. I'm going to have the preacher preach this morning. But don't make me work too hard for this. Hallelujah. I want to say, first of all, thank you to Brother Donnie Goodwin and all of the folks that's put this camp on. It's a tremendous blessing. And it's been several years since we came and attended camp. And I tell you, we're just excited this year. But I do want to say a special thank you to him for all of his hard work. I don't know, he's probably not in here this morning. He's busy doing something, amen. But when you see Brother Don Goodwin, I want you to shake his hand and tell him thank you. Amen. Just tell him thank you. You never know how much that means to someone. From a young person, just a simple handshake or a hug and say thank you, Brother Goodwin. Amen. I want to say, Brother Lucas, Sister Amy, just all the work that they put into this camp. Every time you see them, they're working. Amen. And I just appreciate him. What a beautiful facility. Amen. We pulled up and my children saw all the inflatables and the lake and all the things out there, and they just got really excited, and they were going to do that. Amen. And your friends were here, and we got wonderful games here to play, and we got a swimming pool. I heard somebody said we're going to have a wonderful time of fellowship here throughout the course of this week. But I want you to know one thing here this morning. I've been up all night. Amen. Early on, the wee hours of the morning, the Holy Ghost filled with my heart, amen, on what it is to say to you young people, amen. If I get too loud, yeah, turn me down, amen. I don't know, amen. But he dealt with me all night last night on what to say here this morning. And by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, my mission and my task here today is to bring you young people to a place to understand why you even exist. Why you even exist. There's some of you here that don't even know what your purpose is here on this earth. I prayed to God this morning. I said, Lord, if you will allow me to explain to them through the Holy Ghost why they are here. Amen. Your reason this morning for living is not to have more money. Amen. I'm not preaching yet. This is not even a preacher. Your reason is not to be the most popular. Some of you already in this camp have looked around and you're trying to see who the most popular is. Go ahead and get that off your mind this morning. That's not why we're here. Amen. Amen. Not to see how many likes you can have on Instagram. Somebody back there, raise your hand, young ladies. They was Snapchatting, raise your hand. They're so embarrassed right now, they don't want to do it. They were Snapchatting a moment ago, and I was just walking by, and both of them had bunny ears and some kind of face, and I just got my old big bug right down in there, and I just a photo bomb, amen, right there. Amen. I don't even know who they are. It don't matter. But your main purpose here this morning is not to see how many friends you can have on Facebook. Amen. turns 13 years old Wednesday, tomorrow. Your purpose for living is to contain the Creator. No other reason. Oh yeah, college is wonderful and friends are fabulous, but your main purpose for existence is to contain this Creator. God's looking for a vessel this morning. I've asked you to ask you this place also while I read my text this morning. It's rather lengthy. If you have your Bible, start in the book of Genesis chapter number 29. Amen. Genesis chapter number 29. Praise the Lord. Amen. Genesis is the very first one. Genesis chapter number 29. We're going to read verse number 1 and just continue until he says to stop. Amen. You're there this morning. Shout amen. Amen. The Bible says, then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked at the whole old well in the field. And lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by, for out of that well they watered the flocks. A great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in his place. And Jacob said unto them, my brethren, whence be ye? They said, of Haran are we. And he said unto them, know ye Laban the son of Nahor? And they said, we know him. And he said unto them, is he well? And they said, he is well. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, cometh with the sheep. And he said, no, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Why do you the sheep and go feed them? And they said, we cannot until all the flocks be gathered together. They had to roll the stone from the well's mouth to water the sheep. And while he yet spake, listen closely. While he yet spake, Rachel came with her father's sheep. And it came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel. Amen. It came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel. Verse number 11 says, he kissed Rachel, and he lifted up his voice, and he wept. Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, that he was Rebekah's son, and she ran and told her father, and it came to pass when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob. He said, won't you come to my house? See, Laban had two daughters. Verse number 16. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. And Laban said, it's better that I give her to thee than I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. They seemed unto him but a few days. Amen. For the love that he had for her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for a handmaid. And the Bible said, it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this that thou done to me? I didn't serve this for 7 years for her. Laban said, it must not be done so in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we'll give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve. Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, and gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, the handmaid, her handmaid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. Amen. I want to preach just for a few moments. I'm not going to keep you long here today. But I want to talk to you here this morning on this subject. When Rachel is in the heart, but Leah is in the house. Amen. When Rachel is in the heart, but Leah is in the house. Heavenly Father, we thank you. God, for this service today. I thank you for these young people. I pray help us, Lord, here today. I pray hide me behind the cross. Speak life into this house this morning. We need you more than anything. I ask you to move in this altar service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Won't you give the Lord a good shout offering here this morning? Amen. I'm going to just go ahead and tell you that was pitiful. Amen. Won't you go ahead and give, come on girls, let me hear you. Give the Lord a good shout offering here this morning. Come on. Amen. Come on guys, let me hear you. Give the Lord a good shout of praise here today. Amen to God. Now how many is going to help the preacher preach this morning? All of you together, come on, let's help the preacher preach today. Amen to God. When Rachel is in the heart, but Leah is in the house. Now I want you to know this text that we read, it was lengthy this morning, but nothing's wrong with the Word of God. Amen. We can read it through and through here today, and do nothing but help us. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that when this young man, amen, when this young man, Jacob, had made his way to this well, he noticed that there were folks there. They were standing around waiting on someone to move the stone out of the way. And he began to talk, and he began to share, amen, his story with those men that were gathered up there. And lo and behold, he looked, and one of the men said, "There she is. There comes Rachel." Amen. There comes Rachel. I want you to know, when Jacob saw that young lady, it was love at first sight. Amen. He fell in love with her the moment he laid his eyes on her. You hear me here this morning? Amen. I know some of you, you better be careful. I know some of you here this morning, hallelujah, the only reason you here is to find you a mate. Amen. But you know, I'm not very old. I know how that works. Amen. To come anywhere. Amen. Anywhere you go. Amen. To some of you, when you get to a certain age, you start looking for the opposite of the attraction. Amen. I just thank God you're not attracted to the same sex. Amen. Hallelujah. But listen, we're not here this morning looking for a mate. We're not here this morning trying to find us somebody to spend the rest of what we hear today. Amen. God will work the rest of it out. But Brother Tucker, what we here doing this morning, we need to be full of God. Amen. All we need this morning is to be full of the Holy Ghost. I said Jacob saw her and he fell in love.
Amen. I'm not comfortable yet. I'm bad nervous. Amen. But it is going to happen. Amen.
I'm going to tell you, stand up this morning.
Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, I've been in love. She's big. Amen.
I've been in love with this woman for a long, long time. Listen, young men. Amen. I was a young man, 16, 17 years old when I first saw her. Amen. I want you to know it was love at first sight. Amen. You're not going to help me preach here today. I said it was love at first sight when I saw her. Amen. Whether my kids hate to hear me say stuff like this. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, every day we just fall more and more in love with one another. Amen. I want you to know how much I was in love when we started courting and we started dating. Amen. I was 17. She was 16. Amen. I want you to know. Amen. She went off when she turned 18. She went off to college. She was 4 hours away. Amen. I got one of her t-shirts. Amen. Spray some of her perfume on it. Amen. While she was gone, hallelujah, I'd be working. Amen. I'd be up on top of the roof of a house. We'd be decking out that house. And the boss man would say, "Hey, it's time for a lunch break. It's time for a lunch break." I'd climb down that ladder. They all sat down around their lunch, eating their salads, eating their sandwiches, talking about what they're going to do tonight. I was sitting out in my truck, smelling that dessert.
Hallelujah,
I said, I was in love. Oh my God. You listen to me. Hallelujah. While she's gone, I was working here. She was in Mississippi going to school at Delta State University. Amen. I'm here to tell you, friend, how my phone bill was more than my paycheck. You know why? Because I was in love with her. I said, I was in love with her. Jacob, he fell. I said, it was instantaneous. He fell in love with Rachel. When he saw that lady walk up there, he was in love. It was love at first sight. Now, love is, it means to be profoundly tender or passionate towards something. Amen. It's a great affection or a feeling strong or constant regard towards something. It simply means to be attached. Praise the Lord. It's an appetite or to relish after. It means a craving or a strong desire. Amen. It means to be infatuated or a deep yearning. Amen. For something. Listen, I said Jacob turned his head. He took one faithful look, and it was without a doubt. He was in love. Amen. She's a lovely girl, the Bible says. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. Now, I'm not preaching when you find your spouse. This thing will turn them into your heart's going to hurt. Amen. Verse 10 says, when Jacob saw Rachel, amen. I said, when he saw Rachel, amen. I want you to know Jacob. He may have been a homebody. He may have been a one that sat around the house. And they didn't venture out too much. But the word of God says, I want to get off here. Amen. But the word of God says that when he saw Rachel, Jacob went near and he rolled the stone from the well's mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what that tells me? And then Rachel sitting over there in the corner, and Jacob said, hey, you need that stone rolled away. He said, hey, honey, watch this. You know what? My son, he just got to 14. He comes to me one day and says, hey, I need a weight bench. He walks up beside me. Listen, he, Brother Reverend, he walks up beside me and he'll grab a hold of it in my arm. And I don't do nothing. Understand there. And he feels it feels like just an old flat, you know, when I'm just standing there. But Brother Jacob, I just place it up just one time, amen. And he'll realize real quick. He'll say, Daddy, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. I said, son, amen, it's going to take you a long time. Amen. You climb, Brother Joey, is what he says. You climb up here and see Grandma's house. Amen. Hallelujah to God. You listen to me here this morning. I said, Jacob, he just pulled his old pants leg up. He looked over there, and I believe he winked at old Rachel one time. He put his old left shoulder up on that stone, and he began just to roll it out of the way. She said, what took all those men to move? Oh, Jacob was so in love, he moved it on. Amen. Read it. Read it. He was in love. He was in love. Amen. Hallelujah. He was in love with that girl. Amen to God. I'm here to tell you, friend, we go on to read in verse number 11. The Bible says, then Jacob kissed Rachel. He lifted up his voice and he wept. You see, the emotion of the moment overwhelmed him. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, the emotion of the moment overwhelmed him. Come play the keyboard. Just listen for me, Sister Josie. That'd be okay. Is it all right, brother? Hey, Mr. Ashley. Just don't play that a little bit for me. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, oh my God, listen to me. I said, when he kissed her, when he kissed Rachel, he lifted up his voice. Amen. And he cried out. I want you to know the emotion, oh my God, the emotion of that moment was almost more than he could bear. Amen. Jacob was in love. Hallelujah. When Rachel went near, his heart would begin to palpitate. Woo! Amen. It would beat so intensely. And he got a wonderful feeling that come all over him when that girl come around. Yeah. said, life without, he said, I'll do, in other words, I'll do whatever I have to do. Amen. I'll do whatever I have to do just to be a part of Rachel's life. I said his whole heart would race. You know, some of you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Some of you older men know what I'm talking about. Amen. When you feel your heartbeat up in your throat. Amen. That makes you in love. That makes you in love. I said Jacob was in love. He loved that girl. I said he loved that girl. Come on. I said he loved that girl. It came to pass when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son. He ran to meet him, embraced him, and kissed him. Now daddy's in the picture. Listen. Daddy said, surely thou art my bone and my flesh. Come and abide with us. Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me not? For don't. What shall thy wages be? Amen. Jacob just said three words. Give me Rachel. Amen. Give me Rachel. We all know what the story goes on to say. Amen. Jacob served 7 years, and it seemed like but a few days. Listen, I said he served, but when you serve God, amen, I'm going to tell you right now, it seems like just yesterday that I got born again. I said, when you serve God, it seems when you really fall in love with Pentecost, I said, it just seems like a few days, but we know the story goes on to say, Laban gathered together the men in place. It came to pass in the evening, he took Leah. Amen. Rachel's sister. And he swapped those girls out. You know the story here at this point. Now, the word of God says, when Jacob rose up, behold, it was leaving. I said, behold, it was. He said to Laban, what did you do to me? Did I not serve you for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled or tricked me? Now, listen closely, young people. Now Jacob's love, his first love, the one that he adored, the one that he was attracted to, the one that his heart beat for. Now, my God, listen, his first love has been trespassed. Now at every waking moment where his entire life had once revolved around this young lady that he met in the well, the girl that attracted him, the girl that had his heart, the one who he had seen himself spending the rest of his life with, now he's got Rachel in his heart, but he's got Leah in the house. Amen. I'm going to preach these just for a few moments here. This morning I'm going to let you go. Amen. Every night Jacob would come home from work. He would lay down by a woman that he did not love. Amen. His heart, you see, was where Rachel was. His emotions was where Rachel was. His future was where Rachel was. But when the sun rose up over that mountain was plain and beamed down on Jacob's face, he opened up his eyes and the Bible says, behold, it was Leah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I fear that many young people today that call themselves lovers of God. Listen to me. Many young people that call themselves lovers of God that place their claims upon this Pentecostal life, whose heart at one time would nearly explode when the man of God would preach. Our insides would shudder at the fact that a God that we cannot see is about to speak through a man with an audible voice. They find themselves today sharing the house with Leah. I'm going to tell you something. Last night, should have got born again. Some of you last night, I'm going to tell you the word that God gave us, amen, last night was for those, amen, that's got to live. I'm here to tell you right now, we living in a generation, we are living in an era, amen, that's trying its best. The adversary is trying to turn this thing where Leah is more important to you than Rachel. Amen, you know what it's like to be with Rachel, but you're in my car, you got Leah in the house. I'm here to tell you, it's time to repent. Rachel in the heart, but Leah in the house. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. So many young people today tell me, I want a move of God. Amen. They tell me, Brother Joel, I desire a move of God in my life. Amen. But they cannot get away from Leah long enough to allow God to work inside their hearts. Listen to me.
Thank you.
we do real good until the boss starts. Then our crowd slack off. You know, we can't hardly feel the front three rows. But as soon as it's over, we start going back down again. Amen. You got to leave there. You got one of you there? Hey, amen. I've been living that long here. Oh, man, I'm talking to you here today. I believe with all of my heart that I'm sitting in a house with young people that's called to the mission field. I believe that I'm sitting around. I may have ate lunch or breakfast this morning. Hallelujah. With some of you that's going to be pastors one day. I'm here to tell you what your purpose here in this life is to contain more of God. Fall in love with Rachel.
They're just staring.
much before God. And he turned me to the side and he said, Brother Joel, I want you to answer these questions that I'm about to ask you. He said, is it true that you were making all sorts of money? I believe you could do whatever you wanted to do, and then out of nowhere God called you to quit your job. Called me to walk out of my job. My wife walked out of her job. We had no idea what was going to do. I bought me a lawnmower. I started mowing yards. Spent some money. He said, is it true that you used to just buy whatever it is you wanted to buy? And now you pull the weeds for the Lord. Yes, sir, it's true. He said, is it true that you can be resting in your easy chair? And if they need something done in their flower bed, they just call on you and you go at their ever beckoning call because you need the money. Is that true?
I said, yes, sir, it's true. And the crowd began to enjoy the fact. And they began to sneer and they began to laugh. Amen. He said, now, son, turn around and look at that crowd. I got one more question for you. And I said, yes, sir. He said, is it true that when you lay your head down at night, you know that if Jesus comes, you go up with him in glory? I said, yes, sir, it's true. I'm here to tell you right now, there's nothing more important. I don't care what things you got in your life, what Leah you got in your life. You need to fall in shadow of whatever behind you. You need to fall in love with Rachel all over. Amen. You see, a true move of God only comes out of death. As long, Brother Lucas, when he opened up the service this morning, I'm going to tell you, I'm not lost. I love to hear him exalt him and preach it. Oh, you know why? Because he feels what he's saying. I love that. I don't like a man just get up there and just tell me what he heard. Amen. I like a man tell me what he knows. He said something this morning. Amen. He said, why you want to wait around? Amen. You need to take advantage of every service. There's some of you young people that's inside this service this morning. You know what your leader is. You know what it is you put before God. I said, you feel God dealing with your heart right now. You know if it's at fall. You know if it's at that. You know if it's at my God. You know what it is. It's time to get Leah out of the house. It's time to get Leah out of the house.
Listen to me. Hallelujah. Your mind is so consumed with somebody's Instagram
Come on, talk to him on the cross. My God, I see him moving on you. He called the whole shepherd behind him. You know.